Okay, so just very quickly on the parsha, so much to talk about in this week's parsha. It's really unbelievable, and I think if you go back to the comment that Tosfos makes in the end of Maseches Megillah, it's brought down by the Lavush, that we always read parshas Bamidbar the Shabbos before Shavuos, which means there's a constant theme message appearing in parshas Bamidbar that's relevant to pre-Shavuos. And again, throughout the parsha, there's many references and many proofs and many riyas to this. It goes on and on. But I think one nekuda that jumped at me this year, perhaps than other years, is a comment from Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz, in his Sichas Moser, he makes the observation that many of us perhaps overlooked. He says the Torah in this week's last week's parsha reminded us that the Levim were counted separately than everyone else. If you look at the Pesukim, it says it three times. One time it's actually back to back. One pasuk after the next, it says, "Don't count Levi with the rest of Bnei Yisrael." Next pasuk, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe," don't count Levi with the Bnei Yisrael. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks, "Come on, three times?" No, I understand. Maybe us people, we don't get the message so quickly. Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell him once. He knows it. What do you mean? He has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu three times. So he says an unbelievable comment, says Rav Chaim Shlomo, quoting from the Medrash. Now, why was there such a hakpada not to count Levi with the rest of Bnei Yisrael? Well, what would be the worst case scenario? You count Levi with the rest of Bnei Yisrael. So the Medrash writes, because then Levi would have also died. Because all those that were counted between 20 and 60 were going to die in the Midbar. So if Levi would have been in that counting, they too would have died, despite the fact that they didn't sit in the Chatei. That's called association. We all know like that. I ask any teacher in a class, sometimes the whole class gets punished, even though the kids didn't do anything wrong. Right? Sometimes in life, there's such a thing called association. The whole group gets punished. So if Levi would have been counted with the Bnei Yisrael, says Chaim Shlomo, they too would have died. That's why Hashem was so makpid. Make sure Levi is not part of the group. So Chaim Shlomo writes at the end, we know anything negative in the positive world is always better. Meaning, if that's true with a negative group, you can imagine what a good group looks like. You have a group of people that are all doing a good thing and the right thing, and the whole group gets elevated. The whole group gets a better status because they're doing together as a group. And he quotes, like we know from Chazal, that Klal Yisrael got the Torah as a group. Klal Yisrael was only able to get the Torah as a group. So I thought about this is the idea of when people come together to learn, people come together to daven. There's a certain power in coming together as a group. Now, for davening, we all know you can't daven unless you have 10 people. But learning, we can all learn alone. The answer is when we all come together to learn, it raises up the learning. It gives a certain kedusha to the group. And we all remember that when we were on Zoom, it was not the same. It's not the same. When you're in person, you're together, you're ba'achtos, that elevates the whole learning, makes everything better. And that's really what the Torah is reminding us before Shavuos, the beauty of learning together as a group. Today, we can all learn by ourselves, right? We can all just go on to a shir, and we can spend all day long listening to shirim all by ourselves. But it's not, Torah is supposed to be done together in a group setting. Quotes the Gemara. Learning done in a group is more successful than learning done by yourself. You can sit by yourself a whole day. It's not the same as if you come together with a group of people. It elevates the learning. It elevates the davening. So therefore, I think maybe that's why the Torah reminds us this right before Shavuos, right before we're getting into Kabbalah Sadar. We have to remember that our greatest power is in groups, in numbers. The more we do together as a group, the more successful, the more. Again, he writes that our tefillahs have the best chance. A person davens by himself, his tefillahs have only a certain amount of power. When he davens with a minion, the tefillahs are much more enhanced, their power. Same thing with learning. Our learning has a different level when we come together as a group. Okay, so we're going to take a break from Kiddushin. See, I ran into a little bit of a problem because most of the things that people talk about before Shavuos is Torah. We've been learning about that for the last, I don't know how many months already. So I had to go off a little bit, something interesting, but yet lomdish and yet relevant to the Yom Tov that we have. So we have the Yom Tov of Shavuos coming up, Habal Leinu L'Toyva, Thursday, Friday. And just like Pesach, it gives us the opportunity to discuss Erev Tavshilin. Those of us in Chutz Laaretz, we had the opportunity on Shavuos of Pesach. We have the opportunity again this Yom Tov to be able to make an Erev Tavshilin. So for most of us, and even after Zohar, right. So for most of us, an Erev Tavshilin is just like, something that you do with some procedure and no one really knows what's going on. It's an egg and a matzah and whatever. That's about it. There's a lot to unload over here. We'll try our best with the limited amount of time that we have. And I'll try to finish it all in 1 week because it's not as exciting after Yom Tov, but we'll try to get to as much as we can about Erev Tavshilin. I came across a Mori Dikab Shat. Rabbi Yerucham Olshan in his Sefer points out, if you ever stop and think about the Yom Tov of Shavuos, what's the name Shavuos? Every other Yom Tov, the name reflects a miracle. Pesach, Hashem jumped over the homes. That's a big deal. Sukkis, he put us in huts. What is the name Shavuos? So Shavuos, most of us translate to mean weeks. So I saw he quotes a pshat from a Talmud Reb Chaim Vital, who says the Lashon Shavuos comes from the Lashon Shavua, to swear. What's the swearing? The swearing is that Hashem said he'll never exchange us for another nation, and we will never exchange him for another God. So the Yom Tov of Shavuos reflects our relationship. Someone once told me a maisa, there was a certain yeshiva, I'm not going to say the name, one of the board members or one of the those who gave money were complaining about the Seder HaYeshiva. They said, this yeshiva, they don't learn enough halacha lemaisa. So one of the board members said, what are you talking about? Last year we learned Shavuos. So that's halacha lemaisa. He thought Shavuos meant the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So he said, what do you mean? Last year we learned Shavuos. So that's irrelevant. He had no idea Shavuos is about swearing. But maybe according to this Reb Chaim Vital, the guy wasn't so far off. Shavuos is about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Because even though we swear, right? Mesechus Shavuos, for those who learned it, has nothing to do with the Yom Tov of Shavuos. But according to this, it does the Hashaychet. Because the Shavuah that Hashem made to Bnei Yisrael and that we made to him is why he's not allowed to be us for another nation. But it is something to think about why the name Shavuos sticks. If it just means weeks, it's a little bit of a letdown for the whole Yom Tov. The whole Yom Tov is called weeks.
So
Right, so you have to speak that answer. That's what he goes on to discuss. It's not just weeks, it's the working up to and the building up to and the whole, the whole drasha over there. But something interesting to think about. But we now have the opportunity to delve into a topic of Erev Tavshilin. What is Erev Tavshilin? So we have a Mishnah. Source number one is the opening Mishnah in the second parak of Be'er. Mishnah tells us, Yom Tov Shechaliyah Erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday like it does this year, you're not allowed to cook initially from Friday to Shabbos. So let's say, for example, you want to put up a challah from scratch on Friday. You cannot put up a challah on Friday for Shabbos. Avos, says the Mishnah, levashu Yom Tov. But you could cook for Yom Tov. Let's say, for example, you want to have challah Friday afternoon. So you put up a challah Friday morning, and you're serving challah Friday afternoon. You also know in the back of your head, there's no way the family is going to eat the whole challah on Friday, and we'll have leftovers for Shabbos afternoon. So that the Mishnah says you can do. As long as your intention was not to cook for Shabbos, your intention was to cook for a Yom Tif, even though in the back of your head, no one's finishing an entire crack pot of challah on Yom Tif. But as long as you didn't cook specifically for Yom Tif, for Shabbos, it's mutter. That's the Mishnah. But, says the Mishnah, v'oyiseh tavshil me'ev Yom Tif, but you can make a tavshil on Erev Yom Tif, v'soyim mechal lov l'Shabbos. This line is Erev Tavshil. Says the Mishnah, but if you want to cook from Friday to Shabbos, you know what you do? You make a tavshil on Erev Yom Tov, and that allows you to cook for Shabbos. That's what we call today the Erev Tavshilin. You make that little Erev Tavshilin, that allows you now to cook from Friday to Shabbos. So the Mishnah is very unclear. What's going on over here? Meaning,
is the verb an end or an or?
Where?
Or if you have
no,
an
you
option,
could, right.
Or you
or no, but that's what we're going to get to a little bit today. The oyster tavshil, does that mean I need to? A oyster tavshil means if I want to cook from Friday to Shabbos and I don't want to do the trick of leaving over a little bit of extra, I want to make fresh Friday for Shabbos, then the way to do it is make a tavshil on Erev Yom Tov, and that solves the problem. So
you
that's the Mikar.
You intend not to eat it on Yom Tov.
Correct. That's right. I want the challah for Shabbos day, not Friday, not for Friday afternoon. So what do? Says the Mishnah. I make this Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, which is Thursday this year, and that somehow magically solves all the problems, and now everything is good to go. Okay, very unclear from the Mishnah. Why can't you cook from Friday to Yom Shabbos? And secondly, what's this magic trick called the Erev Tavshilin? How does this work, and how does it solve the problem? that's what we're gonna get to today. Also, how early can you make Erev Tavshilin? Can I make my Erev Tavshilin today? I'll make it today. I'm very nervous. I'm going to forget. Today I'm off, so I'll make the Erev Tavshilin today. Oh, right. That's what we're going to get to. So that's going to be a lot of what we're going to discuss today. So let's start the Gemara. Now, you have to remember, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, which I didn't put on the sheet, but there's a backdrop over here from a Gemara in Pesachim. We have to first know two things. First of all, Erev Tavshilin is a mitzvah d'rabbon. We all know that, which means mid-derais, you don't need this Erev Tavshilin. The Rabbanan instituted Erev Tavshilin. What did the Rabbanan institute? The Rabbanan instituted some trick. That if you thank you, that if you put down, if you make before Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov, you make a cook thing and a bake thing, now all of a sudden on Friday, you can do whatever you want. Fine. Now, what's the status if I wanted to cook without an Erev Tavshilin? So the Gemara in Pesachim brings down two opinions. One opinion in the Gemara, both opinions in the Gemara agree that it would not be an Issa D'Oraisa. If I would cook on Friday without an Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos, I would not violate an Issa D'Oraisa. Why? So the Gemara in Pesachim has two opinions. One opinion is because we have a rule called Hoyel. We talked a little bit about this on a Tuesday night share. There's something called Hoyel. Hoyel v'chazi l'archim. And if I cook something on Friday, I can always claim that I cooked it in case I have visitors or guests stopping by. So therefore, says the Gemara, midday raisa, I can always claim that that challah that I put up on Friday afternoon, I could have served for a visitor who came on Friday afternoon. And therefore, midday raisa, it's not a problem. It's only a problem midday rabban. So the Be'er Halacha points out, that only works if it's edible comes Friday afternoon. If I put up a challah 2 hours before Shabbos, so what are you telling me? Guests are going to come and eat my raw challah. Doesn't work. So the Be'er Halacha points out, if you're going to go the route of Hayil v'chazi l'archim, you have to make sure you put up the challah earlier in the day. Rabbi Shawai had a whole discussion during the year of COVID. He wanted to say, what do you do during COVID? No one was taking a guest during COVID. Exactly, right. Same type of shayla. He discussed that also. What happens if there's no one around? You're living in the middle of nowhere. No one is coming to your house. No one knows you exist. How do you deal with Hayu V'Chazi L'Archim? So he basically said that there's other versions of Hayu V'Chazi L'Archim. You can have Hayu V'Chazi L'Archim with your own family. That's one of the kids decide Friday afternoon they want Shalom. That's also Hayu. Doesn't have to only be a guest from the outside. But okay, it's something he discusses in the same. Right, but it has, I mean, his argument is it has to at least be theoretical. I mean, it has to be shaykh. If it's during COVID. So the argument was, you wouldn't have a brother, a sister, someone who lives in the neighborhood wouldn't come during COVID to get some food for you. It gets a little, you know, how practical, what's the percentage, you have to work it out. But he bavarns that kasha. That's right. That's the Be'er Halacha already points out. If you're going to play the game of Chazi L'Archim, you can't put up your challenge an hour before Shabbos. It has to be Royal Achila, right? It has to be Royal Achila. And it has to be more Royal Achila than it does for Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, we know the Halacha is it has to be what's called Machul Ben Drusoy. Machul Ben Drusoy is only a third of cooked. For Hayu V'Chazi L'Archim, the Chazon Ish, it has to be something you wouldn't give Machul Ben Drusoy to your guest. Machul, unless he's your guest, is Ben Drusoy. But Ben Drusoy was a robber. A robber used to grab the meat off the grill because he was on the go. He would take it at whatever level he can get it. But you wouldn't serve that to your guest. Your guest, you'd serve a fully cooked whatever. So Chazon Ish points this out that if you're going to rely on Hayu, you got to make sure it's really cooked. So that's why a lot of Rabbanim urge their communities, if you're going to put up your challenge on Friday, make sure you put up your challenge earlier, even if you have an Eruv. Because according to some Rishayim, the Eruv is based on this Svar of Hoyel. And in order to say Hoyel, it has to actually be Hoyel. So that's why a lot of Rabbanim urge the Baal Batim on Friday morning, make sure you put up your challenge early. This way, it's not a problem. The truth is, the Be'er Halacha grad over there writes that there's a difference between this year, between Shavuos, and second days of Pesach. What's the difference? Because if you remember, the second days of Pesach, when was Friday? Friday was the second day Yom Tov. The second day Yom Tov, the Be'er Halacha says you can be more Mekel. Well, because it's anyways the Rabbanim in America. But Shavuos, like this year, the first day is Shavuos, it's Friday. So then the Be'er Halacha says you have to be Machmir, make sure you put up the challenge in enough time that it'll be able to be served to guests. Even with an Erev Tevshilin, because an Erev Tevshilin is only working off the fact that Midrash, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem Midrash? Because of the Svar of Chazi L'Arch. Now there's another sheet in the Gemara Pesach, and the Gemara, the other.
Yes,
more than, that's what the Chazish points out, yeah. It has to be more than Machul Ben Dusay. Because Machul Ben Dusay is not enough for Orchim. Machul Ben Dusay is just enough. No, you wouldn't have an issue of Bishop.
That's also Durban.
Not if you don't hold a Hoyo.
What's
the other Svar? The other Svar in the Gemara is that you don't need to come onto Hoyo. It's that there's a special Xer Shakosa that you're allowed to cook. Right, but that's a Machul in the Gemara. That's correct. But the question is, why is it though? So if you hold this because of Hayyul V'Chazi L'Archim, it has to actually be Hayyul V'Chazi L'Archim. So that's the argument that the first Be'er Halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, he discusses this at length, and he points out, so this year it's grounded again for us, because Shavuos' first day is Friday. If you're going to put up a challenge, make sure you put up a challenge earlier in the day. Okay. So
if you forgot the Erev Tov Shilin, Midaraisi, you're really allowed.
So Midaraisi would not be right.
What would you do?
So we know there's a Shulchan Aruch, which we have to get to today also. And somehow we're saying on the Rav's Eruv. However, that makes sense. We'll have to get to. But again, Midaraisa, you would not be over Nisr either way, either according to either sheet and the Gemara himself. But I want to come a totally different angle. The angle that people do not talk enough about on Erev Tev Shilin is this Gemara over here in Bayim. Zarti Gemara. How do we know what it says in the Gemara? The Mishnah said that if you make an Erev Tev Shilin, then you're allowed to do anything you want. Says Rashi, Menane Midi, Lav Dafka. Number two says Rashi, Lav Dafka Mikro Yalfin, Da'iruv Tafshilin de Rabbonin. Right, this is a great Yisoy to remember. When the Gemara asks Menane Midi, the Gemara is going to go on a Pasuk. Pasuk, Eiv Tafshilin is only de Rabbonin. A Pasuk in the quote for me. So therefore says Rashi, no. Avada the Gemara knows that Eiv Tafshilin is only de Rabbonin. The Gemara's question is going to be, where did the Rabbanan find from smach in a pasuk to the concept of Eiv Tevshilin? What does that mean? You read the Mishnah in Beah, it's very clear from the Mishnah in Beah that you're not allowed to cook unless you put up an Eiv Tevshilin. Why not? I just told you that midrash, it's not a problem. So why did the Rabbanan misharan over here? Why did they have to get involved, the rabbis? The rabbis got involved and said, if you don't put up an Eiv Tevshilin, you're not allowed to cook. Why? We just got finished saying, based on the Gemara Pesachim, that midrash, you're okay. The Rataris, the Rabbanan said, no, you're not okay. What was their problem with the way things were to go? Let's say the Rabbanan would have never stepped in. We wouldn't need Erev Tev Shilin. We'd all cook on Friday for Shabbos without a problem. Either we'll use
as
Liza Hoyol, or we'll use the other Svar of the Gemara. What did the Rabbanan need to get involved with over here? So the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, the Omar Kro, Zocher, Shem, Shabbos, Likachoy. Says Nechumish, remember the Shabbos, Likachoy, to make it holy. Says the Gemara, Zachruhu, remember it. Me'achar shebol l'hashkicha, because you could come and forget it. What is going on over here? Says Shmuel, that I see from this pasuk, which is talking about Shabbos, I see from here an asmachta to Erev Tavshil. What does this pasuk have to do with Erev Tavshil? So if you take a look in Rashi, number, the Rashi, at the end of number two, Zachor, ein zechir ela b'davar ha-mishtakech. Why do you have to remember? You only have to remember something which is potentially you could forget. Right? Zachor tesher asol chamor. Why? Because you could forget. Right? Anything that you could forget, the Torah reminds you to remember. So now, why would I forget Shabbos, says Rashi? Zachru me'achar shebol ha-shkichoy ha-mishtakech. You may come to forget Shabbos. Why would I forget Shabbos? We wait a whole week for Shabbos. We look forward to Shabbos. Why would a person forget Shabbos? Says Rashi, Kishebo Yom Tov Me'erev Shabbos, when Friday falls out. When Yom Tov falls out on Friday, Karoiv Shabbos L'shtakech Machmas Yom Tov. It's easy that Yom Tov Shabbos will be forgotten. Why? Shemarbe B'sudas Hayim. You're going to have a lot of food for the Yom Tov meal. Ve'ena Me'niach L'Shabbos. K'dei Chvoidoi. You're not going to leave enough for Shabbos. People are going to be so focused on Yom Tov, so Friday they're going to cook up a storm. Thursday and Friday they're going to have all this beautiful food. Then they're going to run out of food. You have to remember, this is before there's a refrigerator, before there's a freezer, before there's pantries. You cook for whatever is in front of you. So you cook for Yom Tov, and then you say, hey, tomorrow's Shabbos. Oh, no food left. We ate everything up on Friday.
Rabbi, the halacha about Chana on Shabbos for after Shabbos, is that a derisa or a rabbana?
Which way?
If you can't prepare something on Shabbos for after Shabbos, not cooking, anything. People don't fold their talis on Shabbos, right? Because
that type of hachon, I don't remember if that's the rice or the rabbanon. I don't remember.
The question is,
I don't remember.
Why would you have to focus on the act of cooking on Yom Tov for not for Yom Tov? Would be an
Indian no, but over here, if you're not allowed to cook, so then that cooking becomes an issur d'oraisa.
Right, but it would also be, if you're cooking for Shabbos and not for Yom Tov, it would also be an act of hachana.
Right, but that might be the rabbanon, but this for sure would be d'oraisa. Meaning, if I cook when I'm not allowed to, let's say, for example, a person cooks for a goy on Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to do. Or let's say you cook for a pet, which you're not allowed to do either. That would be an issur d'oraisa. The guy puts up a, makes something from scratch for his guy or for his whole sugya. Maybe we'll get to one night or Tuesday night. What about for non-religious Jews? Very, very complicated topic. Yes, that's correct. In our sugya, we're talking about the bishul. Right,
how about missing bishul from one day Yom Tov to the other? That's definitely
that, that's also awesome. Right? That's what I think we're getting at over here. I don't remember. I was assuming. I don't remember. I think it's machlokes in the Gemara whether or not to the Raisa or the Rabban. So says Rashi, what are we worried about? We're worried about you're going to forget Shabbat. This is the best part.
Rabba.
That's right, right? Correct. Rabba. That's correct.
That's not the same.
That's right. There is an element of achon that could be there, right? Says Rashi, ukishma arev eruv tefshilin. And when you make this eruv tefshilin, nimtzah shezachru shereinu oisa al machma Shabbos. Comes along Shmuel. You know why you make an eruv tefshilin? Because we're afraid people will forget Shabbos. They're so caught up in Yom Tov, they'll forget about Shabbos. They won't have any food for Shabbos. They'll eat all the food before Shabbos. So eruv tefshilin was really instituted. Why? To protect Shabbos. To make sure we have enough food for Shabbos. That's what Shmuel sounds like. And it's based on a pasuk. Remember Shabbos. When you remember Shabbos? The answer is remember Shabbos. Make sure you have enough food come Shabbos. Says Rashi. So that's the Gemara. Okay. Seems like a very easy Gemara. Now let's keep reading in the Gemara for a second.
We're saying that Erev Tavshilin is the Rabbanan. I mean,
if
that's the case, why do you even need Erev Tavshilin?
No, you need Erev Tavshilin because the Rabbanon said, I'm afraid that you're going to forget and eat all your food up before Shabbos.
No, so I'm saying, in other words, if their whole concern was afraid, I'm worried about Shabbos, just let them be matir cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos without the Erev Tavshilin. Why would I just have the second day?
No, they were worried that, no, because they're going to worry by the time you realize it's going to be Shabbos already. And you're going to wake up Friday night. Oh, there's no food. Now you're stuck Friday night.
It's like almost like a reminder.
Yeah, yes. It's amazing. This Erev Tavshilin, according to it's almost like a practical reminder. And I always point out, it's very funny. Who's most metabol with the Erev Tavshilin in the house?
Wife.
The wife does? Really? No, your house, really? No, they should. And the husband usually does. That's what I think. If I can't, it's whoever's metabol in the kitchen should be metabol.
No, I tell her to do it.
I usually my wife says, you do the Erev Tavshilin. Now, if you ask your wife, what is the Erev Tavshilin and what's the lovers, I don't think she knows. Maybe she does. I don't know. Most women, I don't think, know. But they're the ones who got to know all this stuff. They're the ones that are serving the food. They're the ones who are making the menus. They're the ones who are going to make sure there's leftover food. It's not going to be us. We eat whatever's put in front of us. So it's an interesting thing. Based on the svaras in the Gemara, we'll see even more about it. It really should be the women involved in the Erev Tavshilin, or at least someone who's involved in the cooking. But let's go back to the Gemara for a second. The Gemara's going to get more complicated. Says the Gemara, my timer. What's the reason? What's the reason what? Says Rashi, my timer. Got to jump back. Zach Rashi, my timer. Loma tikna Erev. Why did they institute an Erev? The Pasuk is definitely not talking about an Erev. Valav Erev Mishtoi Minei. Vasmachta Baalmuhu. Vichyasa called the Kiddush Hayoyim also. That part is talking about Kiddush. Tanan. Bepsachim. Zachur Alayayim. The Erev Midrabanru. Ma Ro Ulutakin. So Rashi doesn't. The Gemara still seems to be bothered. What was the impetus to make it Erev? What was the push? So didn't we just say what the push was? To make sure you don't forget Shabbos? So let's keep reading. Says the Gemara, my time, Omer Rava. Rava says, you know why they made Erev Tavshilin? Kadesha Yivrar, Mona Yafa the Shabbos, or Mona Yafa the Yomtiv. You know why they instituted Erev Tavshilin? To make sure you choose some portions for Yomtiv and some portions for Shabbos. What does that sound like? Like we just read in the Gemara from Shmuel. Sounds like Shmuel. Now what? That the reason why they make Erev Tavshilin is because you don't make Erev Tavshilin, you're going to forget. You're going to eat up all the food on Yomtiv, and you'll come Friday night, you'll have nothing to eat. Says Rashi. Because you make this Erev, you remember Shabbos. You won't eat up everything for Yomtiv. You'll be able to proportion everything. You'll say, well, having this chicken on Shabbos and this chicken's for Yomtiv, and we won't eat up everything. So according to this, the Gamsa Erev Tavshilin is what? A hecker. It's a reminder.
So you can put up a post-it note according
and
to that.
Maybe in theory you'd be able to use other means to remind you. But the way the Mishnah set it up was it has to be this way. Oh, it's a very good question. It's a very good question. We're going to see it's totally in this Gemara. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yomtiv.
That you're mixing the two Shabbos and Yomtiv.
That's not the way. That's the way the Ravid writes. The Rambam writes that Erev comes from Lashon of like Erev Chatzeres. What's an Erev Chatzeres? A reminder. Don't cross out into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rambam learns Erev is like this. It's a reminder. Reminder. Remember that the Shabbos is coming at the end of this Yomtiv and make sure you leave over food. The Rav is massive. The Rav says, no, that's not what Erev means. Erev means to mix everything together. You're mixing Shabbos together with the Yomtiv somehow. But that's going to be totally in our Gemara. Hopefully we'll point that out in a second. That's the idea. The idea is that the food you make before Yomtiv is ke'ilu, I started cooking before Yomtiv, and now I'm not cooking from scratch on Yomtiv. We'll have to see why that makes a difference.
Why would they just you have to take some of the food that you're cooking on Yomtiv and put it aside for Shabbos as opposed to taking an egg and a matzah.
So so according to this, the egg and the matzah is supposed to be that reminder in your head to leave over. Meaning when you're preparing on Erev Yomtiv, remind yourself.
That's reminded again.
Correct. Now we'll get more to this. We're not done yet. Let's see the Gemara right there. Yeah.
The heter really is to make a large quantity, make more because you're dafka making for Yomtiv.
But that's the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, let's say you don't want to do that. Let's say I want to put up my challah from scratch on Friday. So the Mishnah says, no problem. You can do that. Why? Because we're just afraid that you won't have enough food for Shabbos. So I put up my Erev Tavshilin, I'll remind myself. But look at the next teretz of the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, Kedei Sheyomru Ein Oifim Yomtiv L'Shabbos. Says Rav Ashi, you know why you put up an Erev Tavshilin? And so you should know and you should remember that you're not allowed to cook from a regular Yomtiv to Shabbos. Kavachoymer Miyomtiv L'Choyim. New opinion. Says Rav Ashi, you know what the Erev Tavshilin is? It's a reminder. What's the reminder? You should know this is the only time we let you do this. The only time we let you cook from one yomtiv to another yomtiv is because from yomtiv to Shabbos because you made this because it's yomtiv to Shabbos. But if this would be yomtiv to a second day yomtiv, we would never allow this cooking. So according to the second teretz of the Gemara, the Erev Tavshilin is what? It's to bring kedushas yomtiv. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, the Erev Tavshilin was instituted to bring out kedusha Shabbos. Going to the second tariff to the Gemara, not to a Shabbos. It's to hold the sanctity of Yomtiv. What's the sanctity of Yomtiv? We want a guy who's cooking on Friday. We want him to think, this is the only time I'm ever allowed to cook on Yomtiv for another day. Because I have this special heter, and I can never do this on a regular Yomtiv to another Yom, another day. Let's see, Rashi. Rav Ashi Omar, Loi lichvayt Shabbos tiknuhu. This was not for Shabbos. Elo lichvayt Yomtiv. This was instituted for Yomtiv. Why? Kedei sheyoymu, a person should say, in oifim Yomtiv l'Shabbos. Elo imken hischem liboyd yoym. So why am I allowed to do it today? Because I really started yesterday. I really started on Erev Yomtiv. I'm only finishing what I started. But you're not allowed to start from scratch. So we have two very different terutz from the Gemara to why the Rabbanan made up an Erev Tavshil. First terutz of the Gemara was to hold Kedusha Shabbos, to make sure you have enough food for Shabbos, to make sure you don't eat up everything on Yomtiv. And the second terutz of the Gemara was, no, it's because of Yomtiv. We want to make sure people don't forget and say, well, last year I remembered I was allowed to cook from Friday to the next day. Yeah, that's because it was special heter because of Erev Tavshilin. But on a regular yomtiv, absolutely, you have no permission to cook from one yomtiv to the next, from one day to the next. All right? Let's continue on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Ashi, it makes sense if you hold it. I'm sorry, Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, one line above. It says in the Mishnah, Oysit Tavshil Erev Yomtiv, the Soymech Alav L'Shabbos. You're allowed to make your Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yomtiv, and you can rely on it for Shabbos. I'm back at the Gemara line 4. Right? The Gemara points out, it says in the Mishnah very clearly, when do you make your Erev Tavshilin? Erev Yom Tov, which means you can't make it on Yom Tov. And we'll see a big machlokes Rishonim, can you even make it before Yom Tov? The lashon of the Mishnah is you make it on Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara is bothered. Why can't I make it on Shabbos itself? On Yom Tov itself. Why do I have to make it before Yom Tov? Why can't I do it on Yom Tov? Says the Gemara, Bishlama l'Ravashi, if you hold like Ravashi, Dama, who says, Kadesh Yom Rein Oifim Yom Tov l'Shabbos, who's worried about to make sure you don't use up all the food, Hailu Dum Erev Yom Tov in Bi Yom Tov Loi. That's why you can only do it on Erev Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Not sure why. El Rava, my Irium Erev Yom Tov. But according to Rava, why can't you do, why only an Erev Yom Tov? I feel it'll be Yom Tov, not me. Again, let me put, I'll put it up on Friday. That'll be my reminder that now I have to remember this is the only year I'm allowed to cook, but no other years I'm allowed to cook. So why do I have to put it up on Erev Yom Tov? Answers the Gemara, Einachanami, you're 100% right. In theory, you should be able to put it up on Yom Tov. So why can't I? El Gzeira Shema Yivsha. You know what? We're afraid. People will forget. Yom Tov is very busy. If we tell you to put it up on Yom Tov, you might forget and never put it up. So there's another shiloh via Nachrayim, not our sugya. Would this be a shiloh of tikkun? This be considered fixing? And we know there's certain things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos Yom Tov. That's like makabah patish. You're not allowed to toivel kalim because you're fixing the kalim. You're making them usable. So do you say the same thing also? By me putting up this bread and egg, I'm now allowing myself to cook, which might be a tikkun. Putting it up.
So if you already have a
matzah
and you already have...
It has to be prepared as the Erev Tzav Shiloh. Separated, you make it, you make a brach on it. Maybe. That's a question. We'll have to get...
So we don't bake the matzah before the Erev. We just take it out of the box.
Right, we take a pre-baked one.
Right. So why can't you do that on Yom Tov?
Because by doing that, I'm fixing now. I'm allowing me to cook. That's like fixing something. Even though you can argue it's not physically fixing, it's halachic. No, but it's fixing. Right? You're not allowed to do makabah patish on Yom Tov either. You're not allowed to, I wouldn't be allowed to fix an oven on Yom Tov either just because Eichel Nefesh is mutter. So this would be like a makabah patish sticker problem. But again, not for us. That's a machoikis. If you hold makshir Eichel Nefesh is doicha, that's a big question. So now, why do I want this gemara? So what's the takeaway from this gemara? The overlooked part of Erev Tav Shilin. What's the overlooked part of Erev Tav Shilin? Why did he make an Erev Tav Shilin, the rabbis? Why can't they just leave us alone? If midrash, I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, why did they mutcha with us? So the Gemara gives us two reasons. One reason is to make sure you keep Shabbos properly. The other reason is to make sure you remind yourself from one year to the next that you have to remember you're not allowed to cook on a regular Yom Tov from one day to the next. So right away, if you take a look over here, number four, the Pnei Yeshua, over in the bottom right corner.
By the way, wouldn't that be a riot that rice not rub on the floor or not?
Well, Dafka, still Rabban. That's why the Rabban instituted it.
No, they were doing it as a
not necessarily Mukha. Not necessarily. They make institutes to Rabbanans also, lest you may come to do something. Now, take a look at this Pnei Yeshua over here. Again, we read the Gemara. The flow of the Gemara is very complicated because the Gemara starts off with Shmuel, and then it goes to Rava and Ravashi. What was Shmuel? Shmuel opened up the sugya for us. Shmuel told us, Zachru alayayin, you're supposed to remember Shabbos. Then the Gemara gave us two reasons. One of those two reasons has nothing to do with Shmuel. Right? Again, just flow of the Gemara. Nothing fancy over here. You just read the Gemara. The Gemara is like, what? You told me that the reason why we have Erev Tav Shilin is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk was by Shabbos. Then you tell me that the reason why we have Erev Tav Shilin is why? Because we want to make sure you don't forget to cook. You don't accidentally cook next year. Are we talking Shabbos? Or are we talking Yom Tov? So the Pnei Yeshua points out right away, number four. Says the Pnei Shul right off the bat, that Pasha from the Gemara, that the Svara of Rava, Kadesh Yivra Mona Yafa the Shabbos, that's in line with Shmuel. The Svara of Ravashi, that we want to make sure next year you don't forget and cook from one day of Yom Tov to the next, that has nothing to do with Shmuel. So again, just when you read the Gemara, it's a little confusing, but it points out the Pnei Yeshua. That Avada, if the two svars of the Gemara, one is in line with Shmuel, and one does not work with Shmuel, it's an independent svar. Okay, no problem. Frek the Ran, Givalda Kikasha. All the Rishonim have this kasha. The Ran, the Ritzvah, the Rashi, they say, 1 second. What happens if you don't put up an Erev? And there's no rabbi in town, and you were negligent. Like the halacha is, the only time you can use the rabbi's Erev is if you were anonymous. Well, let's say you were Pesheh, you say to yourself, I pay the rabbi so much money. Let him do something for my salary. Let him do something epic. Let him do an Erev Tav Shilin. Yeah, they'd see my paycheck. I don't know, but but what? So you said, let the rabbi do it. It's his job. Fine. So you saw me on the rabbi, and the halacha doesn't work. So now you come Friday afternoon. You tell the rabbi, you know, I didn't put up an Erev Tav Shilin. So you say to the rabbi, I should still be allowed to cook. Why? Because what was the whole reason why you have to put up an Erev Tav Shilin? The whole reason why you should put up an Eftaf Shilin is why? To make sure you have food for Shabbos. But now that I was negligent, you know what you tell me? I'm sorry, you're not allowed to have food for Shabbos. Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose? So Frech the Rishayim, according to that side of the Gemara, according to Rava, that the whole reason for the Eftaf Shilin is so you should have food to eat on Shabbos. So what happened? I come to the Rabbi Friday afternoon and say, Rabbi, I've got Eftaf Shilin. Please let me cook. The Rabbi says, I'm sorry, no Eftaf Shilin, you're not allowed to cook. But I'm going to starve on Shabbos. Well, that's what Chazal wanted. No, Chazal wanted the opposite. Chazal wanted that you should have food on Shabbos. So why do we penalize you? That's the answer. We punish you 1 week to make sure you listen for future years. So that's the kasha number five. Frech the Ran. He says, Veloy Tich, don't ask me a question. L'rava disreela de'erev mishum kovay Shabbos nesakin. If the whole reason for the Erev was to bring cover to Shabbos, how this Ran that we learned? Nechal Eruva, again, that make the case easier. Not that the guy was a bad guy, but the Erev got eaten up. He put the Erev up in a bag with matzah and an egg, and someone came and ate it innocently. Family member came and ate the Erev Tavshilin. So what happens? No good. The Erev Tavshilin is not around come Shabbos. It's no good. Mm-hmm. Oisha Avador gets lost. Lo yivashal alav b'tchilo Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Friday.
If you had the Erev, it would be a continuation.
Correct. Correct.
But if it's gone, it's no longer.
That's correct. Or you say the other way. I need to have this reminder in place, and I don't have this reminder.
Well, another reminder because I'm reminding. I'm asking.
Yeah, but you still. Have, that okay, we'll have to get that a little bit more. We'll talk more about it. We'll have to get to that. That's what I want to get to today. Right.
Squeeze your grapes to the point.
You would have, right? And now, because now you can't, right? That's the kasha.
I mean, one is a subject there, right?
All right, that's the question. So it seems to be backwards. That's Rishayim's question. You, because of this takana, it's like one of those takanas where I'm trying to make your life better. If I do so, you make my life worse. I'm making Shabbos better by making sure you do this, but now you're hurting Shabbos. That's the answer. Says Rishayim. He says,
allow you to do a deraisa or
no, we're still in the world of deraisa. You don't need Erev Tavshil.
So it would have been at the Rabbanan.
It would have been at the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan don't let you cook now. So now I argue, don't let me cook. you only did this to make Shabbos better. Now you're hurting Shabbos. So the round answer is no, that's the way it works. The mutav shlo yisadein Shabbos achas, it's better to not enjoy one Shabbos. The yisadein Shabbos is harbin, you'll be able to enjoy other Shabbos. No, not exactly. It's here, it's the punishment version of it. Because we're afraid if you do this every single year, you'll ultimately never properly prepare for Shabbos. Okay. Yes. Correct. That's correct. So the Gemara Pesachim is dining on what the logisticals of how it works. So the mechanic.
Rava is focusing on the fix.
No, it doesn't.
Why did we come up with the Eretz Yisrael? Because we want Shabbos to be better. So Rava is focusing on why we make it also in the first place.
Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi says, "Kadeshiyim ve'inayif miyatul Shabbos elam kin hiskum ve'bedyim." Then elam kigayim ve'vahilich. Rashi's trying to be masber why they were nervous, why they needed an Eftaf Shilin. We'll come back. What you think is a good nekuda? Now again, this is what everyone forgets.
Wow! I have a question.
Ouch!
If the whole point is to teach you for next year, that would only make sense if you actually forgot. But if you didn't forget, and there was an ones and it got eaten up, or an animal took it, or something. You don't need to be reminded again for the next year about because you. In other words, the punishment part of it really doesn't apply. That svara doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's not so much a punishment, but we need to make sure that every single year, again,
only
you have to be more careful. You have to be more careful with it. Or you'd be more careful. So now everyone's touching on a very important point that I want to get to today's show. So that's the Shabbos, the Kras, right? So everyone's getting to a very good point that we need to get to is if the svara is that we made this Erev Tavshilin to remind you. That this is the only time you're allowed to cook, but next year you can't cook. What I want to get to is, let's say you're not cooking this year. Like most people, you don't really cook. Okay, we always think that whatever we do in our house is what everyone else does, right? So in my house, we don't do a lot of cooking. We cook before Yom Tov, right? So what do I need to have Shilin for? I need to be reminded that I can't cook. I'm not cooking this year. What do I need to remind for next year? Basically, if I'm cooking this year, so I need to remind myself that this year is the only reason why I'm allowed to do it because this is the stick.
Cook next.
But again, okay, maybe we'll get to that. Oh, we're gonna get that's what I gotta get to. So now let's start like this. I thought we'd get to this a lot faster. Okay, so now we have two pshatim in the Gemara to why the Rabban instituted Eftaf Shilin. Either covet Shabbos or covet Yom Tov. Is there any nafkemina la halacha between the two reasons? Practical. practical halacha l'maisadik reasons between the two given reasons in the Gemara, either because make sure you say for Shabbos, or to make sure that you don't forget for Yom Tov. So obviously, we could...
You already have enough.
Right, right. Again, so that's the argument we can make. We live in a world today of storage and freezers and things like that. So we would argue today this whole Gemara is obsolete. Come on, who runs out of food like that? Baruch Hashem, we have enough food, right? The freezers are packed till Rosh Hashanah. We have plenty of food. But back then, the Imamish lived, you know, with whatever they had in front of them. Right, right. That's also right, right. So that's one possibility that I would suggest. But again, that's not within the realm of the Gemara. But the Me'iri says to us, number six, Ule'im p'sasak b'taymo lo'idakin and she'izeh mitam she'yeh. Says to me, don't make yourself crazy. What reason is it? Because it doesn't make a difference. There's no difference in what reason there is. Meaning this machloik is Rav and Ravashi has no practical ramification. It makes no difference. Is it this reason or that reason? It's all going to be the same outcome. Make an Erev Tafshil on an Erev Yom Tov. That's it.
Though, so that you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The person who forgets, or the Poshea, how's it helped that the Rav did it? He's
not. So we're going to get there. We're going to come back to the rabbi in a second. So the Pnei Yeshua.
Right.
Very good. That should be the Nafkamina, right? Is that true? We're going to get to that. We'll see. Now, the Pnei Yeshua Stamazai has a very good kash. I didn't even put it on the sheet. Pnei Yeshua says, according to Edip Shatman of the Gemara, how does it help to have the rabbi's Erev?
Otherwise, the rabbi has to invite you for Shabbos.
That might be true. But Stamazai, think about this for a second. If the reason is that I need to make sure to save food for Shabbos, so how does that help me that the rabbi put up an Erev in this house? But this is a practical thing. Right? We're learning now that the Erev Tafshilim is a practical thing. It's a reminder. It's either to remind me leave food for Shabbos, or it's to remind me that this is the only time I'm allowed to cook. Yeah, but I'm not sure how that rabbi's Erev helps me remember it. This is not my kash. The Pnei Yeshua asked this kash. Yeah, but okay. Again, but logistically, how does that work? I mean, what are the practical? How does that explain? Because over here the point is no. That see, I'm not trying to understand how it works. I'm trying to understand what the reason for it was. If the reason behind the Erev Tafshil was to remind me something, how's that? Because the rabbi does it at his house. That's my question.
You reminded.
No,
reminded you also.
That's a reminder because I remember that the rabbi did it.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. Yeah, I'm saying, why the rabbi? Why not, I don't know any guy in the neighborhood.
Dude, it is any guy in the neighborhood.
Usually we do. That's why you go to every shul, there's signs and emails and reminders. Put up a negative shul, everyone reminds everyone. Problem. Could be a problem.
That's what everybody Maybe. Does it for everybody else. Not just for that.
I think the rabbi, there's other ways of doing it. They also have to be machnit. It's not so simple.
Rabbi, don't forget to do it.
Yes, thank you. I'll try my best. So again, but it's like any job he doesn't do. I don't know if that's the only reason to fire. Okay, so let's see the rush.
Anything is grounds for
fire. Oh, so take a look at the rush over here, number seven. The rush argues on the Me'iv. The rush says, nope, I have an afkamina. I have an afkamina between the two reasons of the Gemara. Says the rush, the yire de nafkemina ben elu shnei ha-taymim, the l'rovo tzorich l'arev davka be'erv yomtev. Says the Rosh, if you hold like Rav, that the reason for Erev Tafshilin is to make sure you have enough food for Shabbos, what's the proper time to make the Erev Tafshilin? Friday. Friday, Erev Yomtev, is the time you're preparing. That's the time you need the reminder that... Erev Yomtev, Thursday. That's the time when you need the reminder. But, ul'ravashi, yochel arafilu koidim Erev Yomtev. Says the Rosh, but if you hold like Ravashi, what's Ravashi? Ravashi says that I need to be reminded comes when I'm cooking on Friday on Yom Tov. I need to be reminded that I'm not allowed to do this on a regular year. So who cares when I put up the Erev? I could have put up the Erev 2 weeks ago. As long as it's here now, I'm good to go. So says the Rush. Now, the problem that I have with the Rush is that what about the first opinion? Why, according to Rava, can I also put up earlier? Again, according to Rava, the purpose of the Erev Tafshil is to remind me, leave over food for Shabbos. So why do I have to put it up at Dafka on Erev Yom Tov?
Because if you put up Tuesday, you're not going to remember.
Why not? Right? We're not denying the Metzius. The Metzius is that people will remind themselves when they look at the Erev Tafshil, it will trigger something in their mind. So why can't I put it up earlier, leave it in the fridge? And now that it's in the fridge, every time I open the fridge, I say to myself, oh, I have to remember, Shabbos is at the end of the week. It's not clear to me why, according to this Rush, that according to the other opinion in the Gemara, it can only be done while you're actively preparing. First of all, we all know today, a lot of us do the cooking not only on Erev Yom Tov, A lot of us cook before Yom Tov. We prepare before Yom Tov, not just on every Yom Tov. We cook 3 days before. This week is a big week for cooking. So again, I don't understand Claude the Rosh, but the Rosh is setting us up that the nafkamina between Rav and Ravashi will be how early I can put the Erev Tavshili. Well, listen to the end of the Rosh. He says, let's say you have a case of Yom Tov Shal Sukkah Shechalias B'chamish B'Shabbos. Let's say Sukkah falls out on Thursday. So in that case, I want to put my Erev Tavshilin for Sukkah and let it roll for the second days also. I put up my Erev Tavshilin for the first days of Sukkot, and then I'll have it in place. Already comes the second day of Sukkot. I won't have to put up a new Erev Tavshilin for the second days. Says the Rosh, you can do that. Yochel Arev Erev Yom Tov. In America. Chutzlars. Outside of Israel.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Chutzlars. No. We're talking about over here. Yom Tov Sukkot falls out on Thursday. So I put up my Erev Tavshilin for the first days. I leave it in place. And now comes the second days. My Erev Tavshilin is there. So says the Rosh, that's the Nafkamina. If you hold like a Vashi, that could work. If you hold like Rava, it can't work. So the kasha.
Part of it? Isn't there
anything? No. So that you don't really have to do. There's no real chiyuv to eat it. You just need it to be around. No, you don't have to. It's a mistake. That's a misnomer. My daughter came home from school. Her mother said you have to eat the Erev Tavshil. I'm sorry, that's not true.
I was thought not.
Mother is the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Yishayim that it's a nice thing to do to eat the Erev Tavshilim, because since you did one mitzvah with it, you should do another mitzvah with it. Okay. That's nice. Yeah. Good. That's not a din in the Erev Tavshilim. That's a nice din. Keep the other mitzvah. Yes, very much. 100%. Yeah. That's very important. That's why we don't use things that can spoil. Why do we use an egg and matzah? Because those things don't spoil. They can last. So again, in this shail of the Rosh, we're talking about where the matzah and the egg is around comes the second day's Yom Tov. So you put it up before the first days. It stays around the whole first days, the whole Chol HaMoed, and it's around. Says the Rosh, you can do that. So now the kash is, so why didn't the Me'ibi think of this? But the Me'ibi says, there's no nafkamina shel halacha, nothing to see here. So the Rosh, I got some nafkaminas. I got a very practical nafkamina. Can you put up the Erev Tavshilin in advance? So let's example. What? No, I'm saying there are some people in the world that are very, very early in doing things. Right? They want to make the Erev Tavshilin as soon as they can. They'll make it today. Try make the Erev Tavshilin today. So according to the Rosh, it's Tali in our Gemara. Whether or not you hold like a Vravo, you hold like a Vashi. So why did the Me'iri say this is not a valuable machlikas, a valuable nafkamina? So take a look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolboy. The Kolboy says, Yesh la'ayin. Needs to be looked at. Let's say I put up my Erev Tavshilin a few days before Yom Tov. Im yoyel loy. Does that help? Mamish ar shayla. So what do we say? We said it's Tali in Rav and Ravashi. If you hold like Rav, the Rosh says you can't. If you hold like Ravashi, you could. Says the call boy, he quotes from Rabbeinu Nesanel, L'chumro de'in l'shanis minag erev yomtev b'loi raya b'rura. Ve'in lanu ela mishnaseinu oisa odam eruv tefshilum erev yomtev. The same of l'shanis. Says Rabbeinu Nesanel, no, you can't do it. You know why? Because go back to the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? When do you make it? Erev yomtev. Therefore, says the call boy, you cannot make it any other time except for Erev Yom Tov. So therefore, the Me'iri said to himself, that's not enough, Gemina, because it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like you can only make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov. The problem with this Rabbeinu Nesanel is he doesn't get into the lumdus of it. Why, Taka, can I only make it on Erev Yom Tov? Why do you think the Mishnah is limiting it before? Why do you read the Mishnah that way? Why can't you just read the Mishnah as you could do it on Erev Yom Tov, and who had it earlier? Maybe it's just practical to do it on Erev Yom Tov. That's when you're in the mood. That's when your mind is in the mode of cooking. But why does Rabbeinu Nesanel think you can't do it earlier? That the Beis Yosef doesn't get involved in. So
can't you say this story? Because the whole reason we thought about it was that you said you prepare one day to the next. That was the whole thing, that you won't have enough food. So if you do it way before, it's not.
But again, the purpose of this is just to be a reminder. So if it's just to be a reminder, as long as it's there, who cares when I put it up?
Because a lot of things can happen between Monday and Thursday.
So you want to say, suggest practically.
The extra food that you're putting away to make sure you have
to be... But again, if the Erev is around and I look at it, that should have... Again,
it's too late.
Why is it too late?
You put it up on...
A Monday.
On Monday.
And now I come...
And the food gets in the way, right?
And I forget about it.
You have all the extra food ready for Shabbos when you need it.
Right.
And you're going to cook it Erev on Yom Tov.
So you're saying you just...
There are lots of things can happen.
So you're saying just practically. You think practical. It's not going to do its job, but it's put up to it.
Whether it's to make sure you have enough at Shabbos, or whether it's to make sure you remember from year to year, you're going to forget about it unless it's the day before.
Even though it might be sitting in front of me every time I open the refrigerator. Again, that's the issue I have a little bit over here.
Yeah, you never find things in the refrigerator.
that's why you ask the wife, where is this? Okay. Yeah. So now let's take a look at the Mechaber for a second. The Mechaber here is a little confusing. So what do we have over here? We have a Rosh who thinks this is a machloikis between Rav and Ravashi. The Me'iri thinks this is not a machloikis. And then we have the Rabbeinu Nesana who thinks everyone agrees you can only make it on Erev Yom Tov. Let's take a look at the Mechaber. Number 9. Writes the Mechaber. Let's say I put in my Erev with the intention that it should be good as long as it's still intact. As long as the matzah and the egg has not been eaten. Says the Mechaber, afilu Yom Tov Echot. Even for another Yom Tov. L'chatchila lo yismach olav l'Yom Tov acher. L'chatchila, you can't do that. Let's say Pesach the Shavuos. It's only 7 weeks. Let's say Shvi'i Shal Pesach. I put on my Erev Tafshil and I said to myself, you know what? Let this be my Erev Tafshil for Shavuos also. 7 weeks. I don't know if it doesn't go bad. The matzah won't go bad, right? So let's say you do that. Okay, maybe. Right? So again, let's say you put up the Erev Tafshil. It's not going to remind you. I mean, come on, it reminds us when you do something recent. Okay, maybe you forget 10 minutes ago. Let alone, so says the Mechaber, if you do such a trick, what happens, says the Mechaber, Avo, he says, l'chatchila don't do it, Avo b'diyeved yochol l'smecha lav. You could rely on a b'diyeved. So how do you learn this Mechaber? Mechaber says l'chatchila no b'diyeved, yes. Yeah, so one second, what do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rava or do we paskin like Ravashi? According to the Rush, that's what this is going to depend on. Because according to the Rush, if you hold like Rava, very good. It's also a theory of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef told us that we're machmel like a maid in the sun. Very good. That's what we got to get to in a second. But even before that, let's make believe we didn't see the Beis Yosef. Let's just make believe we saw a maid in the sun. A maid in the sun said you can only make it on Erev Yom Tov. Fine. But we have a Rush. The Rush says that it depends on if you hold of Rava or if you hold like Ravashi. Now, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rava or do we paskin like Ravashi? So the assumption in many years that we pass in like Ravashi. We pass in like Ravashi that the reason for, we pass in like Ravashi. So if we pass in like Ravashi, when should be allowed to put B'Av Tafshilin? According to the Rosh, even earlier. But according to the Meiri and according to Abed and Asana, you can't. So that might be Pshat and the Mechaber. The Lechatchilo not to, it's B'Choshesh for the Shita of Abed and Asana. The way you can get around it is to say what? No, you could do it because maybe we paskin like the Rush. That's one way of saying. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, number 10. V'hechriu ha-mechaber d'lechatchila tzorech l'hachmir b'deyazu u'b'dyevet tzorechin ala makilim b'isad rabban. So the Mishnah Berurah is not really giving us too much of an explanation. He's saying that since it's a machloikis and the whole Eretz Yisrael is only the rabbanon, so lechatchila we tell you do it the right way. The right way means don't do it from week to week. So one way you could have learned was that it's machlokes Ravashi and Rava. Lechatchila, maybe we're machmir for Rava, but b'diyev you can be samechan Ravashi. That's one way you could have learned the suffix of the Mechaber. Says the Sharatzian, that's not the Pshat. Says the Sharatzian, Kosvu an har sholim, ma'am amot chayu beis meir. V'zeu atam ha-mechaber, k'mashu kosvu beis yosef. V'choyshish l'das ha-kolboi. He says, that's not Pshat in the Mechaber. I could have learned that Machloikis, the Mechaber suffix, was do we pass it like Rav or do we pass it like Ravashi? According to the Rush. Because according to the Rush, the Nafkamina between Rav and Ravashi is a case with a predated Erev. So therefore, I would say maybe Lechatchila, you shouldn't do it because it's subjected to Machloikis, Rav and Ravashi. But the Eved, we pass it like Ravashi, so it should be kosher. That's not how the Mishnah Berurah learned the Mechaber. Know how the Mishnah Berurah learned the Mechaber? Lechatchila, you can do it according to everyone. But b'diyeved, you have, l'chatchila you can't do it because of the kolboi, Rabbeinu Nesano. Rabbeinu Nesano gets in the way. Says the Sharatzian, v'akolboi ozo gamkin af l'Ravashi, u'kimivor midvarov shekosvu l'kuli amaroi. Says the Sharatzian, no. When the Rabbeinu Nesano said you can't do an Erev earlier, he didn't mean only if you hold like Rav or Ravashi. He held according to everyone, no matter how you pass it. Even if you pass like Ravashi, you still can't make an Erev earlier, which is not like the Rush. Therefore, says the Sharatzian, that's the sum. The suffix is, do we say, lechatchila, go like the Rush, who says we pass it like Ravashi, that holds you can make it earlier, or do we go like the Kolboi, who says even according to Ravashi, you can't make it earlier?
Isn't that two different questions? One is from one Yom Tov to the other, and then one is, what can you make it earlier for that?
Yeah? So Pashtus, it's the same thing. Should it make a difference? What should be different?
Because it has the case that the Shulchan brings down. I mean, if your first one you did good according to everybody, so fine, b'diyeved will let you extend it. But if your initial Erev Tafshilin...
My first one was fine because I put it up right before Pesach.
Correct, exactly. And then we'll let you extend it to second days or another. Okay. But if your initial Erev was good only according to one Amora, maybe even b'diyeved won't let you rely on it. The Shulchan didn't bring the case of do Erev Tafshilin on Monday. Can I use it on
regular? Right, he didn't bring down the case of a Erev. Well, again, he starts off, afilu liyam tevechod. Even liyam tevechod, the chatchilu lo yismachalav. Again, it sounds like he's talking about many days.
Yeah, but the first erev you made was good according to everybody.
That's correct. That's in the Rosh's case. In the Rosh's case, I put up one before Shmini Atzeres, before right. First day Sukkot, and I want to extend it for Shmini Atzeres. So again, the point really is, So that's one shaila. Now it's interesting that the Be'er Halacha has a third possibility over here. Maybe there's three different scenarios. There's putting up an Erev Tevshilin a few days before Yom Tov. There's putting up an Erev Tevshilin from the first days of Sukkot to the second days of Sukkot. And there's putting up an Erev Tevshilin from Pesach to Shavuos. What's the difference? First days of Sukkot and the second days of Sukkot have a Shaychus to each other. Even though we know Shmini Atzeres is regular b'fnei atzmoi, but at the end of the day, it's not a Shaychus to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Pesach to Shavuos is no Shaychus. The Ramban, right? Famous Ramban. Right, but Pashtus in Halacha, there's no connection. Now, why should that matter for Erev Tevshilin? I don't know. To me, I don't know why that should matter. What does one have to do with the other? But why is that? Why in Hilchas Erev Tevshilin should that matter? What does Erev Tevshilin have to do with that? Okay, as a result of the Be'er Halacha. So the Pnei Yeshua over here, number 13, has a different nafkamina. Very geshmaka nafkamina. The Pnei Yeshua wants to know, what do you need for an Erev Tevshilin? So we know there's machlokes, what you need. So we're machmer, we try to have one cooked thing and one baked thing. We try to have both. But the Pnei Yeshua thinks, what? It has to be baked. Right, so we try to use pas, make radin, but anything baked or cooked. Could be, right? We use pas as chashivas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. We try to take something which is chashiv, we try to take a davar shalem to give a chashiv. Now, Pnei Yeshua says over here, number 13, another nafkamina. L'cha'iro ha'yenira de'ikoi nafkamina be'tayim de'rovel de'rivashi, then you pluk this rabbi to tamviri, I be'inam pas v'tavshil afilu be'tzilu o'idisagi v'tavshil chod. Says the Pnei Yeshua, this is also very interesting. He says, "Venira dilataimo dichteishi yivra money yafal the Shabbos and money yafal the Yom Tov." If the reason is that you got to make sure to leave over food, so you got to have one thing to remind you a baked thing and one thing to remind you for a cooked thing. So on your Erev Tevshilin has to have one baked, one cooked. But he says, "But if the purpose is just to remind me that I'm allowed to cook from one year to the next, so it should be good enough with one thing. Why do I need two things? I need to be reminded about cooking and baking. Why can't I just have one reminder for both?" So you can argue and say, no, a person needs to be reminded about baking. He needs to be reminded about cooking, the two malachas that are also. He needs to be reminded. But the Pnei Yeshua thinks this might be a potential nafkamina. Oh. So now, the real shiur that I wanted to get to is this shiur. This was just Hagdama. The real shiur is like this. What is the purpose of the Erev Tevshilin? The purpose of the Erev Tevshilin was what? Either to remind me not to cook from one day, from one Yom Tov to another, or to remind me, k'dei yivara mona yof. What happens if I'm not cooking? Do I still have to make an Erev Tevshilin? That's what I wanted to get to today. What's the Shiloh? Is an Erev Tevshilin a matir or a mitzvah? This is a classical chakira in a lot of areas. But nafkamina will be if you make a bracha, right? Very good. Right? With shchita, tefilas kelim, all these things. So we go out and use it. That's a machlokes between the So we end up using it for other things also, like Neir Shabbos.
Why would you, what's the name of the mitzvah?
The machaber credit to the mitzvah.
Mitzvah, but not in the sense that
it's
opposed
mitzvah
to
mitzvah al kol odom la'arim. That's what we got to figure out. Well, the biggest giveaway is the fact that you make a bracha. Right? Usually on a mati. Why would you make a bracha on a mati? That's also true. That's, for example, the tiyos adayim. It's a mitzvah to wash your hands if you eat bread, but if I don't eat bread, I don't have to wash my hands. Doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah for those guys who have to. So pashup shat. Exactly, right. Exactly. So most of us assume that Erev is a loophole. If I want to be able to cook on Yom Tov from Yom Tov to Shabbos, I do this. Now, if I don't want to, I'm going away for Yom Tov, I'm going to my kids. I'm not, this is why I go to my kids, so I don't have to do anything, right? Or vice versa, you go to your parents, so you don't have to do anything. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to lift a finger. So I still have to make an Erev Tevshilin. So the first issue is the Neir Shabbos. What do you do with the Neir Shabbos? How do you justify lighting a candle?
Why, this Altachonah? Yeah. You light on Shabbos.
What are you using this to do on Yom Tov? What's the candle for? It's 7 o'clock.
If you light it early enough, then you could say that. If you yawn, then it goes into
silence. Yeah, okay, but how are you allowed to light a candle? I take the candle, right? So you're not allowed to strike a match on Yom Tov, right? That's Nisa de Rabban. So I take a pre-existing candle and I light my Yom Tov, my Shabbos candle.
Okay, why is that?
That's also, that's got transferring a fire is also, unless it's for a need. What's the need for Shabbos? Well, that's called preparing. That's also. So we, in the Erev Tevshilin, we add the words, Ladluke Shraga, the bracha. Because we're choishes for those Rishayim that hold you need to. Not all Rishayim think you need to. Some Rishayim hold that even without that. I was talking to the Chassidim and Michael. They told me they use the Erev Tevshilin to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Tov going into Shabbos.
Why do you go on Shabbos anyway?
No, but they want to go before Shabbos starts. They want to go. Uh-huh. So I told them, you don't need Erev Tevshilin for that. You want to be Kodesh V'Torah right now. Every minute of your life you want to be. Meaning if you could go to the mikvah every minute of the day, you do that also. Right? It's not practical. It's not the pshat that I want to be tar for Shabbos. You want to be tar right now. For 6 o'clock, you want to be tar. I don't think you need to have shiloh to go to mikvah. But in any case, so that's a problem. But let's say, for example, a guy has no intention of doing any cooking. So why does he have to make an eftav shiloh? So maybe he doesn't. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva over here, number 14, where he sounds like you don't. You don't have to. Or you do it without a bracha, right? That's the other option we suggest. That's what our bottom generally tell people. Do it without a bracha, because what's the downside? But I just want to very quickly turn to the next page and get to a very interesting marshal. The marshal writes on this rush. Remember we had the rush? The rush said that you could put up the Eriv on the first days for the second days. So the marshal doesn't like that. He says, no, you can't. He says, lo yotzo yidei choyvas chachomim shetiknu Eriv tafshilun l'chol yomtev shecholiyas b'Erev Shabbos. This is number 15 on the next page. What does the words of the marshal sound like? That the problem with putting up an early Eriv is not the problem that it won't be around come the second days, but you didn't put it up. It sounds like from the marshal is not din, that you need to put up an Eriv Tafshil on every Eriv Yom Tif that falls out on Shabbos. Not that there should be an Eriv Tafshil. It sounds like part and parcel of the Takonis Chazal was there should be an Eriv Tafshil done by you, even though I already have one from last time. This is the chiddush of the marshal. What does the marshal say? I have one put up from the first day of the Sukkot. It's totally intact. You got to put up another one the second day. I think it's a mitzvah. Is that Chazal said every Jew comes Erev Yom Tov needs to put up a tafshil. I have one from last week. Why can't I use it? Says the marshal, no, that's not the way we structured it. We didn't structure have an Erev Tafshil. We structured put up an Erev Tafshil. Maybe. But again, but according to the marshal, it's a pella because I already have my Erev Tafshil. It's sitting right here.
So maybe it has nothing to do with whether you're going to cook or not. Maybe it has to do with reminding you that this is a different yontif from other
possibly years. Possibly.
So you still have to
Kobe? It sounds like that you see from over here there's some concept that Chazal wanted every Jew on every Erev Yom Tov that falls at the Shabbat to put up an Erev Tafshil, even if A, he's not cooking, or B, the Erev won't be will still be around. That's what it sounds like. Now take a look at this. This is very geshmak. If you take a look over in the Gemara in Yuma, famous Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that Avraham Avinu kept even a Ruvi Tafshil. Now filu Erev Tafshil. So the Tosfos Yerushalmi in number 17 asks, what's the even? Even Tosfos. Why is it an even? So Teres says, because it's only the Rabbanan. And the Chiddush is Avraham Avinu kept the Rabbanan. So why pick Erev Tafshilin? Why do you say Avraham Avinu kept even the Tilos Yedayim? Why Erev Tafshilin? It's such a funny mitzvah to pick. Avraham Avinu kept even Erev Tafshilin. So he quotes over here from Nosson Adler. Nosson Adler has a Gevaldik Chab. The Gemara says in Be'ah, that we spoke about earlier, that you have the Sora of Hoyu V'Chazil Ark. Really, you never need an Erev Tafshilin. Why? Because Midaraisa, you're always allowed to cook. Why are you always allowed to cook Midaraisa? Because of Hoyu V'Chazil Ark. So why do we ever need Erev Tafshilin? So Tosfos says over there in Be'ah, because not all of us are so popular that people come to our house. Says it Nosson Adler, but Avraham Avinu was very popular. He always had Orch. Oh, that's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Good kasha. Not for now. One day we'll talk about it. It's a good kasha. That's a great kasha that the Chachamim asked. But Chlal, how's Avraham Avinu allowed to cook for Goyim? The Gemara says in Be'ah, it's also to cook for Goyim. Okay. Shalos, what was that? Okay, so if you take a look in Yalkut Yosef and that Siman and Shulchan Aruch, Tovkof Yud Beis, and the footnote, yeah, he has the Torah. This is a real kasha. I said this kasha over when I was giving Chabura on this topic, and the guys will look at me like I fell to face the earth. I said, it's not my kasha. Chassam Soif affect the kasha. Don't look at me. Chassidim love Chassam Soif. So you tell Chassam Soif, all of a sudden, oh, Chassam Soif affect the kasha. If I ask it, I'm an Amor. It's Chassam Soif. Okay.
Do they know that he was a Yetin?
They know. The Chassidim love Chassam Soif. It's an interesting thing. But in any case, they love Chassam Soif. But the Chassam Soif affect the kasha. Not my kasha. Chassam Soif asked the kasha that David's asking. How is it everybody allowed to cook for God? Is it the race? Ashton's not. It doesn't say when he was Megadim. It's not clear when the game is. That might be a Shail Tikkun. That's a whole Shail Tikkun. Right, so if you do it on Yom Tov, that's the Tikkun. You were Misakin then on Yom Tov. Okay. Yeah, that's a question. I don't know. So says of Nassim Adler, Avraham Avinu never needed Erev Tafshilin. Why did Avraham Avinu never need Erev Tafshilin? Because he always had a Chazil Orchim. And Afal Pikin, he made an Erev Tafshilin. So that's the godless of Avraham Avinu. So Frek, so Taka, why did he? Why did he? It's a right to this Yisrael that every Jew, whether he fits the criteria or not, has to make an Erev Tafshil on Erev Yom
Tov.
Could be. So Zalki Biruchim, this
he was over already Megayer. He was Megayer before. They came to so he cooked for them.
No, forget the guy. There's two shiles over here. Whether or not Avraham Avinu had Hoyel, the Heter of Hoyel, and if he didn't have Hoyel, what do you do with the fact that he cooked for Goyim? So let's put aside the Goyim question. That will get to a different time. But this is the Reb Nosson Adler. Nosson Adler says that Avraham Avinu had Hoyel. Since he had Hoyel, he never had a problem of cooking for Goyim, for cooking for Bechlal on Yom Tov. So Zok, that's the chiddush why he did Erev Tavshil. He didn't really need it, but he did it anyway. So for Erev Ruchem Moshe, so why did he do it? Teretz is Zok, that's a right to his Yisoy. Ruchem says it's a right to his Yisoy that he saw from the Marshal, that Erev Tavshil is not only just because in this situation I need it. It was that the Konas Chazal for Yedereiner, every Jew needs to remember, needs to know that he has to do it. That's what he wants to say.
Well, you can say also,
he can make a bracha.
He can make a bracha. It's a chiddush. We pass that you should do it anyways, probably without a bracha. Again, maybe even for neighbors, it might be kedai to make a bracha for the neighbors.
And if you're a guest at somebody's house, rabbi, so
sometimes you yotze with their house. You could be yotze with Erev Tavshil maybe in the house. Okay. Oh, so that's always true. I was talking to somebody, told me that he mamish was planning on eating out Shabbos, and last thing happened, right? One of the kids got sick, and he had to stay home. So it's always kedai to make a tefshil because we don't really know the yassins. We don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but if you make a bracha, you don't use.
No, that's not. No, that's a Rashba. That's a Ritva in Chulin. Ritva says in Chulin. By Nitzil Sedaim, right? Ritva, right? Ritva Rashba always forget. He said, if I wash my hands and tend to eat bread, and then afterwards I decide I'm not eating the bread, that's not a bracha latol because in the matzif that I was in, I did the right thing. So here also, right. Over here, well, I went into it expecting that you know there's a chance I might not be home. Okay, so. He sometimes doesn't get Archim. Very good. I hear. Okay. We didn't get to a lot of more things, but that's just a little bit about Erev Tavshil. After Yom Tov, we'll be back to regular Kiddush and back to our regular suit. Okay, what? Ritva. I always forget. Ritva, right. So
thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, very good, Moshe. Good.
Thank you.
Take care. Yeah. Yes.